540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee could soon limit how its police officers work with federal immigration agents. The Common Council has approved the first pieces of their Ice Out Milwaukee plan, meant to protect and build trust in local government. Supporters say it shows the city stands with its communities, while critics warn it shields people in the country illegally. The city attorney says the move could draw attention from Washington as a possible sanctuary city. Only two parts of the Ice Out MKE plan advanced yesterday. The rest call for a new city office, police policy changes, limits on ICE access to city buildings, and possible government-sponsored alerts to warn the public when immigration raids happen. A proposed data center in Beaver Dam could use as much power as 165,000 homes. That's according to newly unsealed documents from Alliant Energy. The project from Meta would draw about 220 megawatts, less than some other big data centers in Wisconsin, but still more than most small cities use. Alliant agreed to release the numbers after complaints from consumer and environmental groups about earlier redactions. The utility says Meta will cover the costs of new infrastructure so other customers don't pay more. A small business owner from Milwaukee and a former Madison Alder is officially running for the assembly seat, currently held by Representative Ryan Clancy. Bridget Maniachi served on the Madison Common Council and opened her shop in Milwaukee in 2022. Her campaign announcement focused on community and business experience, not on her opponent. Clancy nearly won a primary challenge in 2024. And the U-Haul facility near Walker's Point that burned in January will be demolished. A city permit says the building on South 1st Street is too badly damaged to save. Crews discovered trace amounts of asbestos in the windows, adding to the cost and complexity of the job. The removal is expected to cost nearly $200,000. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers held a press conference Tuesday morning to call lawmakers into a special session. The governor wants the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering in future redistricting efforts. In his State of the State address earlier this year, Evers said it's about fair elections that reflect the voters and not politics.
I know people here disagree sometimes. Sometimes a lot. Politics could get in the way of creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission that everyone can support. But there's one thing that we all should be able to do to agree on, which is that politics should stay out of the redistricting from start to finish.
The special session will start at noon, April 12, 2026. Now, in the past, when Evers has called special sessions, the Republicans in charge often gaveled out of the session almost immediately. In the State of the State, Evers indicated he would continue to call sessions until the work is finished. In Wisconsin, constitutional amendments must be considered in two consecutive legislative sessions before being placed on the ballot for voter approval. Immediately following the press conference, Evers began a statewide tour to promote his plan. Do the benefits of data centers outweigh the costs? Well, it depends upon who you ask. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll, 45% of Republicans surveyed think they do. Only 24% of independents and 15% of Democrats see the benefits coming out on top. Poll director Charles Franklin, when presenting the poll data last week.
They are data centers.
Yep.
Where do we stand?
We don't like them. and we don't like them compared to where we were in October. So only 29% said that the benefits outweigh the costs of data centers. 70% say the costs outweigh the benefits.
The Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and 19th, interviewing 818 Wisconsin registered voters. Its margin of error is plus or minus 4.3. Don't get scammed by someone pretending to be from the DMV. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more.
This week is National Consumer Protection Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents about a rise in scams. Over the past year, DMV officials say scammers posing as the agency have sent text messages urging people to click fraudulent links or pay fake fees. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles says Wisconsin has no toll roads and will never send urgent demands for money by text. Officials encourage residents to learn how to spot scams and to sign up for the DMV's e-notify program, which alerts customers to changes on their account, like a replacement license or address update. More than 1 million people have already enrolled. The agency has also added new identity verification tools to reduce fraud. Consumers can find tips and report scams at wisconsindmv.gov/scams. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
This year, Wisconsin's Supreme Court race features vastly different candidates competing for a seat on the state's highest bench. The Dairyland Patriot is reporting that conservative Maria Lazar and liberal Chris Taylor have raised considerably less money than the $98 million spent in last year's race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. So far, only $4 million has been raised between the Lazar and Taylor campaigns through February of 2026. Part of the reason may be that no matter who wins this election, the judicial balance will remain in the hands of the liberal majority. A victory by Taylor would ensure a liberal majority through at least 2030. The newly elected justice will replace conservative Rebecca Bradley, who decided not to run for another 10-year term. Some of the major issues expected to be before the new justice include abortion rights, voting rights, education funding, labor rights, and redistricting. Read more on the Supreme Court candidates Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor and their stances on several issues at thedairylandpatriot.com. Wisconsin voters will get one chance to see the state Supreme Court candidates debate this year. Judges Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor both accepted an invite from WISN-TV in Milwaukee for a debate on March 25th at Marquette Law School. Taylor's team said that this is the only debate that she will do. Lazar's team said she agreed to do several others that just didn't work out. The WISN debate will be streamed online and broadcast throughout the state. Online sports betting in Wisconsin is a step closer to being legal. The State Assembly passed a bill last week that would allow online sports betting through Wisconsin's tribal casinos. However, Wisconsinites would not be able to use popular platforms such as DraftKings or FanDuel. The measure still needs to be approved by the Senate. It's unclear how many senators will support it. Now, Governor Tony Evers is expected to sign the bill if it reaches his desk. Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Senior night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers close out their regular season at the Kohl Center tonight against the Maryland Terrapins. Led by former Marquette head coach Buzz Williams, the Badgers' Greg Gard talked about the matchup at practice.
I think Buzz has done a really good job. Like all of his teams, they play exceptionally hard. It's a group that has battled. You know, they beat Iowa just a week or so ago. So we know if you play hard, it gives you a great chance to have success.
UW Green Bay with a win at home over number 6 ranked Purdue Fort Wayne 64-56. The Phoenix are headed to the Horizon League tournament for the first time in 6 years. Doug Gottlieb.
Overall, really good team win. And we look like a good basketball team. So doesn't mean a ton in terms of the world of things, but if we can play like this defensively, we can beat anybody this league.
NBA, the Bucks at 5-serve form tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today, our high right around 45 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers developing by late evening and continuing through the night, our low 35. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely at a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.